Thursday, 14 January 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. And I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. And we're glad to be with you today. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 22. And that will reference us back to Ezekiel chapter 8. As we're looking at the reasons God gives to Ezekiel as to why he had to turn his back on Israel and he had to send them into captivity. We'll find out down the line here that before God had to turn his back on his people, they had turned their back on God. And we find in Ezekiel chapter 8 that they had just gone from one abominable thing to another until they ended up being complete idolaters worshiping the sun. How tragic. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. Sure hope you were able to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church for midweek service. Maybe you say, well, Brother Bill, ours meets on Thursday night. Wonderful. Be there on Thursday night if you can. But by all means, be there. Well, we see that the results of all of this crookedness and what have you was the people had gone into captivity. And here's the reason why. The prophets, the men who should have been getting the message from God and giving it to the people, they were prophesying lies. They were prophesying their own deceits. There's a conspiracy of prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. And by the way, the wages of sin has been, is, and will be death. They made many widows. A lot of people died because of their wickedness, not being willing to preach the word of God. And by the way, you know as well as I do, we're seeing the same thing today. When the pulpits grow cold, the hearts of the people grow cold, people do not have leadership. Oh, how we need to get a hold to the word of God. Now again, we don't have prophets like they had in the Old Testament. We don't have to have prophets like them. Why? Because we have the complete revelation of God. We've got all 66 books of the inspired Word of God in the Old Testament time. Most of that time, they didn't have the written Word of God like we've got it today. But God would give to them, He would speak to them in different ways, and they were to give the message to the people. And then there were the priests. And the priests were to, by all means, they were to present the needs of the people to God. And they were supposed to be godly people. You know, the Bible says, holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. But these priests, they made no difference between the holy and the profane. They showed no difference between the unclean and the clean. And they hid their eyes from God's Sabbaths, and God was profaned among them. And then the princes, the princes were complicit with the prophets, or the prophets with the princes, however you want to say it. Her princes in the midst thereof were like wolves ravening the prey to shed blood, to destroy a soul, to get dishonest gain. You know, I know that there's always been corruption in politics. And by the way, I thank God for the politicians we have that really do take a stand for righteousness and for God, that they'll stand with the Bible and the Constitution. And I could name some people here as I preach to you today that are in the political offices, and they are doing a good job. And I say thank God for them. But you know, there's also those that are wicked and corrupt. They're in it for what they can get out of it. And so her princes, they were willing to shed. They were like wolves. They were ravening the prey. They were taking what they could. They'd shed blood. They'd destroy souls to get dishonest gain. And you know as well as I do, there's some real high-ranking politicians in this land, and the track record is you cross them and you die. I mean, that's the bottom line of it. And I don't think we have to call in their names in order to properly identify them. They're pretty well known. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey to shed blood, and destroy soul to get dishonest gain. And as I said, the prophets, they joined in with them. They were complicit with them. They daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord, when the Lord hath not spoken. Now, I have a good friend, a preacher friend, and he was a pastor of a church some years ago, off in another state. And he said one of the problems he had was when he went in to preach to those people was that the preacher who had preceded him, and by the way, stayed there after he became the pastor, he was not preaching the word of God. He was preaching his dreams. He would tell them he dreamed this and he dreamed that. And that's what he was preaching to these precious people. And they were being swayed by that. And then the preacher, the man with the word of God came in. And of course, what he was saying was contradicting what the dreamer had been preaching. Oh, may we preach the precious word of God. People, pray for your preacher. Pray that God would raise up more preachers. I thank the Lord for those who are serving in every area of God's institutions. God gave us three institutions. He gave us, first of all, the home, and then he gave us government, and then he gave us the church. And I appreciate those who serve him in all of these institutions, because all of these institutions belong to God. And when you have honest men and ladies who are serving God, I'll tell you, that is a blessing indeed. Well, it doesn't take a lawyer to figure this out. If you got crooked prophets, and you got corrupt priests, and you've got corrupt princes or politicians, what's going to happen to the people? Well, as we started out in this series, and we've said a number of times, at least we've said a number of times this series, you poison the top first. You get to the top first. Corrupt the prophets, corrupt the priests, corrupt the princes. And yep, you got it right. You're going to end up, basically speaking, with a corrupt people. Why? When the people, they've got sense, they see the prophets are living wicked, they see the priests are living wicked, they see the princes are living wicked, they say, well, why shouldn't I live wicked? Prophets are not telling truth. The priests, they're not making a difference between the holy and the profane. Why should I tell the truth? And why should I live a clean life? Why shouldn't I live a vulgar life like they're living? And then also the princes, they're just stripping us of everything. They're getting what they can while they can. Well, why shouldn't I do that as well? And that's the attitude that is adopted by the people. And that's what happened to the people in that day. Listen to this in verse 29. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. Oh, what a sad commentary on the people. And I'm not saying that they're not guilty. They are. But I am saying this. You remember when the Lord Jesus Christ said to Pilate, he said, those that turn me over to you are more guilty than you are. There are degrees of guilt. And I know that we're all responsible for what we do. But examples are also important. And leadership carries an awesome responsibility. And dear friend, we cannot say, now you just do as I say and not as I do. You know why? Because what we do speaks so loud that the world can't hear what we're saying. They're not listening to our talk. They're looking at our walk. For the world sees everything we do. You say, Preacher Bill, you must think you're somebody. I'll tell you who I am. I'm nothing but an ungodly sinner saved by the grace of God that's grateful to be here where I am. In my hand, no price I bring, simply to his cross I'll cling. That's all I can say to you, dear friend. But I am saying this, I one day will answer for the example that I have set. And by the way, I'm not the only one. You also will one day answer for the example that you have set. Everybody's leadership in something. Husbands in the home, mothers in the home, children, folks at school, on their job, wherever they might be, pastors, deacons, whoever's serving in the Lord's house. We all have responsibilities. God help us to set a good example. May he help us to be the salt and the light that he has commissioned us and he has called us to be. Well, God willing, we're going to continue this on our next broadcast. In the meantime, Let me encourage you to read Ezekiel chapter 22. We're going to see how God was looking for somebody that would stand for him so that he could spare the land, but tragically, he didn't find any. May the Lord be pleased to make us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.